Welcome to The Food Fix. This is a podcast where we talk to food experts and innovators on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Gloria Nzeka. Today on The Food Fix, Dr. Felicia Hu, a distinguished professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Michigan State University, discusses food security in an era of genetically modified and bioengineered foods. She identifies some of the challenges that scientists will need to overcome in order to solve hunger in the world. When it comes to global food security, Dr. Wu says there are two important aspects to consider. The first one is yield and production, and the second one, food distribution and equity.
When I started my work in BT corn, this was in the 1990s, we had just introduced BT corn. We were producing less than 100 bushels per acre in the United States of corn during that time. Now, it's over 200 bushels per acre. And it's close to 100% BT and Roundup Ready corn. The yield has increased enormously. And compared with when USDA statistics started on this in 1866, I mean, there was hardly any increase until about 2000, and then it jumped up more than twice. So there is a lot of promise as far as yield, as far as food production. But then there are so many other factors that determine food security, that everybody is able to get the food that they need. Among them is food distribution. Among them is land tenure, who actually owns the crops that they are producing in different parts of the world. These are huge problems in many parts of the world, in many less developed countries. Do they actually get to keep what they own? Do they sell the best food and then keep the worst for themselves because they care more about spending that dollar on education, on clothes, on medicine? There are many, many different aspects of food security that just focusing on GMOs is not going to get to all of those issues of preventing 25,000 people from dying every day.
Now, when talking about bioengineered or genetically modified foods, Dr. Hu recognizes that there are fears and concerns coming from the public about the safety of these products. How can scientists and food experts address these concerns?
Many times, scientists tend to be more reactive rather than proactive when it comes to engaging with the public about some of these fears. Because thinking about the example of vaccines, I think the scientists in the room, for example, we never thought to communicate that vaccines were safe because we assumed that everybody thought, as we did, that vaccines were safe. It wasn't until somebody brought up the concern that suddenly we had to be in that reactive position. And how can we become proactive versus reactive about some of these fears that are brought up? It's really hard to, that's a really tough question. We are becoming a more divided society, and it doesn't help that we have smartphones with us all the time. We don't even stand in a grocery line and just think for ourselves, what do we really think about particular issues? We have to be seeing what everybody else is thinking about particular issues. And it's not just about food safety, not just about GMOs, but about politics, about climate change, about everything.
Whether it is through infographics, newsletters, social media, Dr. Hu highlights the importance of communication between the science world and the general public. However, she says, communication alone is not enough.
The communication is one important part. We also have to teach people how to think for themselves, how to take all the information and really arrive at their own logical, rational conclusions. And I think that's the flip side of communication.
Solving hunger in the world is not an easy task. As discussed in today's episode, different aspects of food security, including food production, food distribution, and communication between scientists and the public, must come together in order to eradicate hunger. What are some of the questions or comments that you have on the topic of global food security? You can leave your comments in the comment section below this post or send an email at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. The Food Fix is a production of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I'm Gloria Nzeka. Thank you for listening.